What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
It's time to chat once again to Ross Clifford. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning, Rodney.
Now, an interesting subject today, and that is talking about Marion Jones, who has come out within the past week and admitted to using drugs during her sporting career and, of course, having medals taken off her that she won at the Sydney Olympics.
Yeah, look, an extraordinary story, isn't it? Most of us got to the situation where we believed it was going to unfold that way, but I still remember her winning, and we've seen all the highlights on TV. Mate, the extraordinary thing was that she won each race by a mile. And as Jane Fleming said, she hardly needed the drugs. She was such a classy athlete, and it just reminds all of us that no matter, you know, how strong we might be in life, in any particular endeavour, we're not removed from temptation and failure, no matter who we are.
If you give some of these drugs to you or to me, we're still not going to beat these other athletes.
No.
So we're talking about people who have already trained hard, who have already got themselves to an amazing level of fitness and of skill and of natural ability. And there's just this temptation, it seems, for them to go that little bit further. And when they're offered something that's going to give them a bit of an advantage over someone else, they just, you know, find it very hard to say no.
Yeah, and I think we've got to ask the question, is there too much money and endorsement involved in sports, so there's incredible pressure on people in that regards? And also, have we made sport a god to the extent that people are prepared to win like that at any cost? And, you know, mate, I remember when Mark Taylor, I think it was, lost the series in India, and the sports people were saying to him the next day, how did you sleep? Gee whiz, it must be awful losing the only series you never won, etc. Taylor looked at them and said, guys, it's just a game. And I think Marion Jones and others need to hear it's just a sport, and we need to be constantly saying that as well. I think we put a lot of pressure on our sporting heroes.
We do indeed. Of course, she's come out, she's admitted that, she's had the gold medals taken off her. But where to from here? I mean, what should our response be as a public? Firstly, of course, as you say, it's only a game. And although there was a lot of money tied up in it and a lot of pressure there, we've got to realise it is only a game. But then I suppose we've got to say, well, can we forgive her for this, for bringing the games into disrepute, for bringing her sport into disrepute? Where do we go from here?
Look, I think we do need to go to the area of forgiveness, Rodney, and I think we need to consider forgiveness and say that Marion Jones is a situation where we need to open up our hearts. You know, a lot of the media is saying, oh, well, she's a great actress and there's more to come, you know, to the fore and whatever. Maybe that's the case, but she's presented it as honestly as she can at this stage, and I just think, mate, forgiveness is something that all of us need to find in our own hearts. All of us need forgiveness, and if we're going to deny forgiveness to the sins of Marion Jones, then, you know, I feel like, you know, Jesus with the woman caught in adultery, that lovely story in John's Gospel where he said, you know, you who are without sin, you throw the first stone. I mean, if I'm going to deny forgiveness to Marion Jones, mate, I've got some big porkies in my own life, and I mean, is God and my friends going to deny forgiveness to me for those?
I guess the thing is, where does forgiveness begin and end? Because forgiveness can be seen by many people to be just a cop-out to be able to say, oh, listen, it doesn't matter anymore. And yet, when we're talking about this, maybe it doesn't matter too much because it's just a sport, it's just a game. But I know that other people are dealing with some fairly heavy things in their lives, and they're being told to forgive the people who have perpetrated crimes against them and to say, just forgive it? What, I'm just going to walk away from this and pretend that this never happened? That's a tough ask.
Yeah, look, I don't think you can do that, but I think you have to be able to say in your own heart that I acknowledge the hurt this has caused me. I acknowledge that I need space to overcome this hurt. But in my own heart, you know, I am one who is able to forgive because, I know what Solzhenitsyn, you know, the great Russian dissident, said. Himself has spent many years in Russian prison camps, persecuted for standing up for freedom. He said, you know, there's evil in every heart, and if you're not prepared to, who's not prepared to deny that, and there's evil in every heart. If we want to get rid of evil, we're going to have to cut out a piece of our own heart. So, mate, I think he's accepting the hurt that's done to us, acknowledging that we all fail, giving ourselves space. But if we don't say the words that, you know, we forgive, we understand, we can move on, mate, then it will kill us. what my experience of life is, that what eats us kills us. And those of us who are not able to forgive, that lack of forgiveness in our own spirit just starts to control and dominate and consume us.
And I suppose we've got to realise that forgiveness doesn't always take away consequences.
No, absolutely. And I think that comes here. I mean, there are consequences to Marion Jones' act, and she's acted on those consequences by giving the gold medals back. And everyone might have said, well, that's inevitable, but she's done that. She's accepted what she's done. She's stated what she's done. She's apologised for what she's done. She's acknowledged those consequences. She's done all those processes. And who are we to deny a response of forgiveness to someone who's gone through all those processes, including the consequences? And I think for our own selves, when we've been hurt, it's a process of acknowledging those hurts, giving ourselves space to deal with them, saying there are still consequences to the acts that have been done to us, expecting those to be fulfilled, but not letting the hurt kill us and chew us up. And when we learn to forgive, I think that's when we learn to be healed ourselves.
Rodney Olsen here chatting to Ross Clifford, and today we're talking about Marion Jones and her admission of taking drugs before the 2000 Olympics, but also the whole subject of forgiveness and where do we go from here? How do we forgive people? And it's been an interesting one down through the years, hasn't it, Ross?
Oh, look, it has indeed. And Rodney, I think one of the best books that deals with the issue of being wronged, and that the fact we all, you know, commit wrongs and how to forgive people, is Cathy Ann Matthews' book called Breaking Through. I don't know if you've ever read it. Have you seen the book?
No, I haven't actually.
Look, it's an extraordinary book because she's the wife of an Anglican minister, and about the age of 50, she acknowledged that she had been sexually abused as a child, and this is this was a fact. It's corroborated from other sources, and she had to face the fact that she had been sexually abused as a child, and that summed up a lot of her actions over the last number of years. And so she wrote this book called Breaking Through. The United Nations gave it a Human Rights Award. The ABC made a documentary out of it. It's a superb book, and she talks about her struggle. But then she writes in the book a number of poems, and in one poem she asks why her dad never loved her like he loved her cat called Timmy, which is a powerful poem. And then she writes a poem on forgiveness. And in that poem on forgiveness, she forgives her father, who had abused her, and her mother, who knew but took no action. Both of them have died. But she had to write this poem to them about forgiving them, because in the poem she says, it's only through that miracle, that supernatural act of forgiveness, that I myself know what it is to be finally healed. And extraordinary story of a woman facing her own hurt, angst and pain, but through that process being able to forgive. Mate, I'd recommend it to anybody. It's the best book and the best process on forgiveness that I've read.
Interesting that you're talking about forgiveness as a process, because I can imagine a number of people thinking, yeah, well, it's all right for her, even though she obviously went through something horrific. I just can't find it within me to forgive the person that has perpetrated such a crime against me. But it's got to start somewhere, and it's not just with a feeling of saying, okay, I can get past this, but it's a process, isn't it?
It is a process, and as I said earlier, mate, I think we've got to give ourselves space. We've got to acknowledge the hurt, that we are hurt. We've got to give ourselves space to deal with that hurt. And in that course of space, we have to commit ourselves, though, to finding our own healing and our own moving on in our own life. And that healing and moving on in our own life relates to that process of forgiveness. And as I said to you before, mate, a doctor gave me a great advice. He said to me, Ross, it's not what you eat that is killing you. It's what is eating you that is killing you. And so often the things inside us, like this hurt that wells up, that is the thing that's killing us. So we look about our diet rather than looking what's happening within our own very being. And I think with Marion Jones, many of us want a bit of space and see where it all goes and see whether she's fair dinkum. And I think that's all, you know, that's all well and good. But ultimately, the human spirit, if it is to survive, says to Marion Jones, yep, we forgive you. Get on with your life. Make it count. You know, help those young sports people to be free of drugs. Turn your life around. Become a person that really, you know, really amounts to something. And it is within our spirit, through the grace of God, to say those words. We're forgiving you. You know, get on and have a good life.
it is wonderful to be able to forgive. I'm just wondering about people who perhaps have wronged someone else. And maybe they can't even go to that person and ask for forgiveness, or that person doesn't want to talk to them and doesn't want to reconcile. Where does someone like that go for forgiveness?
Well, one of the things is, if you can't get to the person, they won't want to be reconciled. I think, you know, to write the letter, write the poem, whatever, asking for forgiveness for your acts and just recording that. And if necessary or if appropriate, sending it off to the person that you have wronged. And putting that in paper and making that statement and sharing it with somebody else. And if the other person is not able to receive your request for forgiveness, at least recording that and putting it out and saying, that's a course of action that I have taken, and I've recorded that and shared that with others. And bring it to God in prayer and saying, you know how much I want to express my desire for forgiveness from this person. And God, open up doors that I might be able to seek forgiveness from this person. But in my own heart, please forgive me for the acts that I have taken against that person. But, mate, it often is a phone call, and I still remember a program like this only a year or so ago when we talked about forgiveness, and somebody was in a relationship with somebody else, with their daughter, and they hadn't spoken for 10 years, and they felt they were hurt, and the other person felt they were hurt, and this person, hearing the interview, got on the phone and rang the person, first contact in 10 years, and they wrote to us a week later and said, they're now at the first family barbecue in 10 years, mate. It often is that first phone call saying, yeah, I've been hurt, or someone's hurt me. I'm going to make that contact and say, let's get together, let's express forgiveness.
That's a powerful thing. I'm wondering if there are people listening now who need to make that kind of phone call to, you know, it's a tough one, and we're not going to gloss over it and say that it's an easy thing to do, but to summon the courage to sit down, make that phone call and try and make peace, and there's no guarantee that it's going to go well. Like, I mean, the experience that those people had to be able to get back together and have a family barbecue, that would be a wonderful outcome. But sometimes it doesn't go that way, but it's still down to us to say, I've got to make the first move. It's no longer a case of, I'm going to keep with this standoff going. I've got to make the move myself for my own healing as much as for the other person.
Absolutely. Whether we're the one who have done the hurting or whether we've been hurt, to take that move, take that step if we can. And often, you know, we're in relationships where we've been hurt and done some of the hurting. So we take those steps. And I agree with you, mate, sometimes it doesn't work out how we hope. But at least we've made the step, and we can say with all, you know, credibility towards ourselves, we've tried to do something. And who knows? Down the line, someone might turn around and then respond, if not initially. But mate, my understanding of God and his movement in our life, when we're genuine and we seek repentance and we seek forgiveness, or open ourselves up in the whole area of forgiveness, some mighty miracles take place, extraordinary miracles take place in human relationships.
Ross, thank you so much for your time today. We'll catch up with you this time next week.
God bless you, my friend.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.